Today, we will be studying as lesson number 19, the Mishnayos in Maseches Yoma, Perek Hei, Mishneh Dalet and Hei, the fifth Perek, the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. Yesterday, we learned of how the Kohen Gadol took the blood from the Kohen who was stirring it, the blood of the cow, of the poor, entered the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and did the Hazaos, the sprinklings. Now, at this point, and he took the remainder of the blood, which was in the Mizrok, in the container of blood, and put it down on a golden platform in the Heichal. Now, at this point, he leaves the Heichal, and you will remember that somewhere in the Azora, toward the northeast of the Azora, he left the two Seirim, the two goats, and one of them, which was designated Lashem, it was going to be a special Korban Chatos, with a Lashon Shel Zahoris, with a red ribbon around its throat. Now, the Kohen Gadol left the Heichal, went toward where these goats were. Heviu lo es hasoir, and they brought to him the goat which was designated to be a korban chatos, the one which was labeled by the lottery, by the gorol, Lashem. Shechoto, the Kohen Gadol himself slaughtered it. Vikibel ba mizrok es domo, and received the dam, the blood of the goat, in the Mizrok. He did the Shechito and the Kabbalah. Now he had in his hands a Mizrok, a container, a vessel containing the blood of the Soir of the goat. Nichnas l'mkom shenichnas. He went now for a third time where he went before to the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'yomad b'mkom she'omad. And again he stood in the first base HaMikdosh between the Badei Ha'oron, between the protruding carrying poles of the Oron, and in the second base HaMikdosh by the Even Shesia, by the special rock. V'hizomi menu, and again he sprinkled, this time from the goat's blood, achas lamala, one upward, meaning palm of his hand down, movement upward once, sprinkling once, v'sheva lamata, now palm of his hand back of his hand upward, palm of his hand downward. With a downward movement, he did the seven sprinklings downward. He didn't aim the blood neither upwards nor downwards. Elo kematzlif, rather in that whipping-like movement which we described yesterday. And he would also count the same way. Achas, one, for the hazo lamala. Achas v'yachas, one and one, one lamala, one lamato, achas u'shtayim, one lamala, one two lamato, v'chulhu, etc. Yotza, when he finished the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, he left the Kodesh HaKodoshim, v'hinicho, when he put the remainder of the blood, which was still in the Mizrok, he put it on Alkan Hasheni Shehoyo Bahecho. This is the opinion of the Chachamim, that there were two kanim, two stands or platforms, golden ones, placed in the Heichal, one upon which he had already placed and left the Dam HaPor, and now he placed on that second kan the Dam HaSoir in a second Mizrok. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo hoyo shom elo kan echod bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says there was only one stand, and both Mizrokim, the Mizrok which contained the Dam HaPor, and the Mizrok which contained the Dam HaSoir, were both on the same kan, on the same stand. Notal Dam HaPor. Now, he exchanged. He was holding in his hand the Dam HaSoir. He took from the kan, either the same kan or a different kan, depending upon whether you hold like the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda, he took the Dam HaPor, and left on the kan, second kan, or the same kan, Dam HaSoir. V'hizom imenu, and now he took the Dam HaPor and did a second hazo'o, a second set of sprinklings for the cow's blood. V'hizla mimenu, but this he did not on the in the Kodesh Kodoshim toward the Oron or toward the Evan Hashisia, but rather in the Heichal toward the Poroches, toward the curtain which separated the Kodesh Kodoshim from the Heichal, so that he was standing east of that curtain, facing but not inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'hizla mimenu, when he sprinkled from the Dam HaPor al haporoches shekeneged ha'oron mibachutz, facing the oron, but outside the Kodesh Kodoshim, outside to the east of that curtain. Did the same type of sprinkling. Achas lamalo v'sheva lamato, one upwards, meaning with the back of his hands facing downward, he made an upward movement sprinkling once, and then with the back of his hand facing upward, he moved downward and sprinkled seven times. Achas lamalo v'sheva lamato. And again, the same thing. V'lo hayu miskaven v'chulu. V'chach hayu mone v'chulu. The same type of counting, the same type of motion. So now he had done two sprinklings with the Dam HaPor. One in the Kodesh Kodoshim toward the Oron or toward the Eben Hashisiyah. And a second sprinkling of the Dam HaPor now outside the Kodesh Kodoshim toward the Poroches. Notal Dam HaSoy v'hiniyach Dam HaPor. Now again, he went back to the Kan or the Kanim, the stands where the Mizrok of the Soyer was, took the Dam of the Soyer, put down whatever was remaining from the Dam HaPor. V'hizo mimena, when he sprinkled from the Dam HaSoyer, from the blood of the goat, al haporoches shekeneged ha'orol mibachutz. He did the same type of sprinkling toward the curtain facing westward, standing to the east of the curtain, outside the Kodesh Kodoshim. Hachas lamalo v'sheva lamato, again, one sprinkling upward, seven sprinklings downward, and he counted the same way, achas, achas, v'achas, etc., v'chulu. So now at this point, the Kohen Gadol had performed two sets of hazo'os, lamal, lamata, for the par, one lifnim, the Kodesh Kodoshim, one bachutz, outside the Kodesh Kodoshim, toward the paroches, and also two sets of hazo'os for the Dam HaSoyer, one lifnim, Kodesh Kodoshim, one bachutz, toward the paroches. Now, he went back to where the stand or stands were. Eiro Dam HaPor L'toch Dam HaSoyer V'nosanes HaMole Boreko. He poured from the Dam HaPor into the Dam HaSoyer, and the Dam HaPor's Mizrak was now empty, so he poured back from the goblet in which the mixed bloods were back into the Mizrak of the Dam HaPor. Basically what he was doing was he was mixing well together the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSoyer. Now, he had all the dam in one mizrak, mixed together, dam hapor and dam hasoyer, cow's blood and goat's blood. Mishnehei, v'yotzo el ha-mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. Now, he left. Does not mean he left the heichal. It means he left the place where he was standing. He was standing in the western section of the heichal, near the paroches. Now he moved outward toward the eastern section of the Heichal, toward the door of the Heichal, toward the Mizbeach, which was before God. Which Mizbeach is before God? There are two Mizbechos, two altars. One inside the Heichal, which was gold and quite small, only an amma by an amma, so roughly 20 inches by 20 inches square. And that was inside the Heichal and made of gold and used only all year, only for the Ketores. Then there was the outer Mizbeach, which was outdoors to the east, outside of the Heichal, which was the big Mizbeach upon which the animal korbanos were brought. And the Menachos and the Sochim were offered. So the Mara says, the Mishnah says, that the Mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, of which the Pasuk speaks, ze Mizbeach HaZohav, that's talking about the internal Mizbeach in the Heichal, and the Kohen Gadol would walk from west to east in the Heichal, from near the Paroches toward this square Mizbeach, golden Mizbeach, his Chil Mechate V'Yored, and he would begin to purify. Mechate here means to purify the four corners of the Mizbeach. Now, at each corner of the Mizbeach HaZohov, there was a protrusion of a keren. The corners protruded upward. So he would, as we will soon see, walk around, according to the Tanna Kamma, walk around this Mizbeach HaZohov, not a long walk at all. The whole Mizbeach was only an amma by an amma, roughly 20 inches by 20 inches. And he would sprinkle down in a downward motion the blood, the mixed blood of the Dam HaPor v'Dam HaSoy. Meheichan hu maschil, from which point would he begin, from which corner? Mikeren Mizrochis Tzofonis. He would walk past the Mizbeach HaKtores toward the eastern entrance of the Heichal, so that he was stationed by the northeast corner of the Mizbeach HaZohov, and he would sprinkle there. Then he would move from that point westward, Tzofonis Ma'arovis, toward the northwest corner of the Mizbeach HaZohov. From there he would turn southward, Ma'arovis Dromis, to the southwest corner, and then finally Dromis Mizrochis, to the southeast corner. And upon each corner he would sprinkle the mixed blood. Mekom shehu maschil b'chatos al Mizbeach HaChitzon, the place where he, which was the southeast corner, where for an ordinary korban chatos, an ordinary sin offering, offered all year long on the outer mizbeach, the Mishnah says in Maseches Zevochim, Mishnah A, Perek Gimel, that a korban chatos, a regular korban chatos, not a Yom Kippur dikke korban chatos, but the regular korban chatos, tzibur yochid, which was offered all year long, the shechita for that korban chatos was done by tzafon, but the Kohen Gadol would begin to sprinkle from the southeast corner, southeast corner. So the southeast corner from whence the Kohen, ordinary Kohen, would begin the process for the chatos of Mizbeach HaChitzon, outer Mizbeach, Mishom HaYagomer HaMizbeach HaPnimi. That's the point where he would end the sprinkling process on the inner Mizbeach, the golden Mizbeach HaKtores on Yom Kippur. Meaning, he would end by the southeast corner. Rabbi Eliezer, but he would walk around it. Walk around this little Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, why should he have to walk around it? B'mekom ha'yo megdu mechate. He could stand still in one place, in the northeast corner. Stand right there. And he could sprinkle in an upward movement, milamato lamala, because there's no danger of anything pouring or spilling upon his beautiful clothing, his white clothing, which he was wearing then, because he was leaning over the Mizbeach to reach the corners distant from him. So, standing in the northeast corner, just standing still, on the corners not adjacent to him, but for which he had to reach an amma, or diagonally across to the opposite corner, or to the corner on his left, but he was reaching away from his body, he could sprinkle in an upward movement without being concerned that the blood would soil his beautiful big day love on his beautiful white linen clothing. Chutz mizu shehoyse lefonov, except for the place where he was standing. He was standing in the northeast corner and standing still there. There, if he would sprinkle in an upward movement, there would be danger that as he moved his hand upward, sprinkling the dam, some of the dam would spritz back upon his clothing and soil it thus that way. So therefore, she'oleho hayanose milamal lamata. For that one corner, he would do it in a downward movement, which he could control better and see to it that the dam would not sprinkle upon his own clothing. According to the Tanna Kamma, however, he moved around the whole Mizbeach. So at each corner, he would have to do the matandam, he would have to apply the blood in a downward movement so as not to soil his clothing. The main point is, at the end of this Mishnah, we have reached the point where the Kohen Gadol has already offered the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he has sprinkled the dam hapor in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And he has sprinkled the dam hasoir in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And he has sprinkled the dam hapor upon the parochas. And he has sprinkled the dam hasoir upon the parochas. And he has mixed together the dam hasoir with the dam hapor and used it to be mechate, to purify and to apply dam to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZohav upon which the Ketores was brought all year long. Only there's a machlokes. Did he actually walk around to each corner and sprinkle at the corner? Or did he stand in one corner and sprinkle that corner where he was standing and the other three corners at some distance, at arm's length from where he was standing? That is where we are in the sequence of events performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Tomorrow we will go further with this process. But at this point, we have finished lesson number 19.